Hello and welcome to Banter and Chill with your host, Inni Baby. Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Banter and Chill podcast. If this is your first time here, I genuinely appreciate that you're taking out time to listen to the podcast. If you're a repeat customer, please know that your constant support, the share, even if all you do is listen, it means the world to me and it honestly keeps me going, because right now this is like literally the dead of the night and I'm up recording this episode last minute. I don't know how I let it get to this point, but seeing that people actually listen every time I put out a new episode gingers me to not want to stop. But yeah, so this episode is going to be different from past episodes. I think with the last three episodes we've been experimenting a lot, but this episode is going to be calm, it's going to be short most importantly, and it's going to be like an intimate kind of session. I'm not going to rush through anything, although I said it's going to be short, but yeah, I'm not going to rush through anything. It's just going to be chill and all that. Last but not the least, before we dive in, I would like to give a shout out to Samuel. He did not ask for a shout out, but he's my guy. So Samuel, shout out to you. You're amazing. You know I love you. Then what else? Okay, yeah. So we're open for collaborations and promotions. Now, if you want me to advertise your business or what you're doing, I know that maybe the reach might not be plenty yet, but it's advisable to buy the dip now, because when Banter and Chill podcast stocks will rise, it's going to be astronomical and our price will go up. So buy the dip now. You can reach out to Banter and Chill via social media platforms if you would love to collaborate or, you know, put out an advertisement on the podcast. That being said, let us dive into today's episode. When people look at this topic, the topic I chose for my episode, they're going to think, ah, this one don't come to conscious English. After all, I did a major in English language. But no, that's not the purpose of, that's not exactly what I want to talk about with this topic. This is not going to be an English lecture on the importance of a semicolon, but we would be borrowing from, you know, a semicolon and why it is important generally. First of all, let us look at what a semicolon is. Now, in English, in literature, a semicolon is used to link two separate key sentences. So is kind of like a comma, but it carries more importance than a comma, because the sentence behind a comma would probably not carry any main subject, or, you know, could not be the main sentence. But any sentence after a semicolon also carries a main subject. It's also like the main subject. So we have two main characters together in one sentence, and it's a semicolon that separates them. Now, that definition is kind of key, because the reason why I chose this topic is generally, let me relate it to life. So for writers, the definition I already gave is what a semicolon is used for people who write. It means there is another information and the sentence does not stop there. So instead of putting a full stop, I'm trying to show you that, okay, there's something else you need to know, something equally as important you need to know that comes after this semicolon. Now, for people who are, you know, struggling mentally, I do know that I've seen, or I've read online, that when people get a tattoo of a semicolon, it means that they were suicidal and got close to the point of unaliving themselves, but they chose to continue. All right. And then for people who, let's take into the real world now, people who have businesses, you know, you get to a point where it's like nothing is working, so you wrap up everything to take time off and go back to the drawing board. So when you come back, you're going to like relaunch and, you know, fix what is not working with your business at the time. Now, the important thing to note is the fact that there is a continuation, and not just any kind of continuation. It's not just, okay, going and then come back to this later. No, it's a continuation that signifies that what comes after and what comes before is equally as important. So who I am before the semicolon is also as important as who I will be after this pause, after this semicolon. Now, the thing is, our society, we kind of give credit to people for starting things. You start a new job, although it's not a bad thing, you know, you start a new job, maybe you start a new course, you are in a new relationship. I always have to include it. Sorry, I think I'll stop talking about relationship a lot. But let's say you're in a new relationship, and you know, a lot of people always applaud people for starting things. And then people always applaud people for ending things as well. You know, even the Bible says that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So there's a lot of praise. Oh my goodness, you finally got into school. Oh my goodness, you finally got the job. Congratulations. And if you're able to end and end well, there's often congratulations and, you know, a lot of praise that comes with that as well. But not enough people talk about, you know, not the conventional start and end, but something more like start, stop, continue. There are times where you can kickstart something and maybe you're going through it halfway through or even quarter through it and you realize that you cannot continue, or certain things are not letting you reach your full potential in this thing you're trying your hand in. So when you stop, you're not necessarily stopping entirely because, like, oh, you cannot continue anymore. You're stopping to take time off to come back another day. There's that quote that he who runs away lives to fight another day. It might look like a show of cowardice. Is that how that word is pronounced? Yeah, cowardice. But it actually is not. All right. Generally, we need to applaud people for recognizing that whatever they are putting their hands in is not working or is not doing what it's supposed to do. So they take time off from it, re-strategize, and come back. Now, a lot of things can make, you know, you want to give up on projects you choose to embark on. It could be finances. I'm putting finances as a separate topic on its own, because a lot of people, we just need to agree generally as a society that finances can really be a pain in the neck if there's something you need to get done. Better soup na money kukam. It's hard to say better soup na money kilam, but still people act like, okay, you know, when you are born into a place where you don't really lack, even if your parents are not well to do, or you yourself, you're not financially buoyant, but you're getting by, you tend to want to speak from a place of privilege. We'll talk about finances and how much impact simply having money and resources to start something and finish with it has. But like I said, finances, access to resources can push you to want to end something that you already started. Sometimes being mentally exhausted can also cause you to want to give up on things, or it can push you to the point where it's very difficult for you to continue with projects you have kickstarted. And we cannot overestimate the place of mental health in conversations like this. Sometimes, you know, your brain is just not having it, and you need to take time off. And this is not time off of like one day or 2 days. Probably need a break that's longer than that to go back to the drawing board and figure out, okay, how to go about this without it taking such a heavy toll on you as a person. Then there's physical stress and your health. Health, as they say, is wealth, and that statement is actually very correct. It's very frustrating trying to pursue something and you're not strong enough to do it. It's very frustrating trying to pursue a project when constantly you're physically stressed. It could be from, okay, maybe you're trying to run a side gig and your main 9-to-5 job is really draining the living light out of you. It can be really draining and it will push you to want to put an end to that, your side gig. Emotional trauma as well. Maybe you're mourning. You could be mourning a relationship. You could be mourning the death of a loved one. You know, sometimes your emotions get the best of you. And it is so overwhelming and so overpowering that things you started, you find yourself not being able to complete them. Then tiredness. Tiredness can be linked to mental stress, physical stress, or even emotional trauma. But if you wake up consistently, you feel like you don't care about anything, I think you need to speak to someone. It could be a sign of, you know, bigger underlying health issues. But there are times when people wake up and they're genuinely tired of it all, and it's just probably a depressive episode coming over you. But yeah, when that happens, you tend to want to put an end to things that you have going for you. Then starting things on a poor foundation can also have an effect on whether or not you're going to finish it in one fell swoop. Sometimes the beginning of a thing is not as solid as it should have been. So when that happens, you find that when you're going through it, the whole thing is shaky. Let's say you build a house on very weak foundations. You'll probably not be able to go through with the building before it collapses. And yeah, sometimes when you don't start things the way you should, you don't start out properly, it could catch up with you later. So you now have to take a pause, or you feel the need to end whatever you have going on. But you know, while there's pressure to stop, my advice is you should not stop. Everyone glamorizes, you know, starting, and people don't really talk about the pressure. Like, it's not about the destination. The journey itself can be harrowing sometimes, and people feel like ending it, but the pressure to, you know, finish gracefully can just choke you. All right, can choke you, and you find yourself in a situation where you're, like I said, you want to give up on everything. But thing is, you don't have to finish gracefully. I'm of the opinion that a wandering path is still a path. So sometimes you don't have to finish gracefully. The thing is, you should finish at the end of the day with, you know, what you consider as success for yourself, not what you feel like every other person will consider as success for you in this particular thing you're embarking on. And always bear in mind that circumstances can change. What is your success criteria? What are the metrics that define success for you? What those metrics are at the beginning of a project would not be what they would be for you at the end of the project, because now you know the shaggy where you don't see as should they do that thing. So understand that there's a place of flexibility when it comes to things like this. This is why me, I am of the opinion that you don't need to end per se. You just need a big break to put things back in order and launch again. Now, I'm doing this your big break. As much as you're taking time off to rest and focus on yourself, here are some things you can try to do. First of all, you can ask yourself honest questions. Why am I doing this? What are the benefits for me? What are the benefits for the larger society? Am I doing it for the larger society, or am I doing it for myself? What is it costing me to get this thing done? What does success mean for me with this thing I'm embarking on? You know, you're in your break phase, so you should ask yourself, can I continue? And if your answer is maybe yes, you should ask yourself, is the success of this whole thing worth it? You need to ask yourself these questions, and you need to answer them genuinely on your own terms, not on the terms of, okay, what people are expecting of you. Why are you doing what you're doing? You're starting a new course. Why are you starting it? You're in a new relationship. Why are you in that relationship? What are the benefits for you? What would it cost you to keep up without cost? What would it cost you to keep up in that relationship? What does success mean for you at the end of the day with whatever you're embarking on? At the point you're in, can you continue? Some people are in relationships that are tasking to their mental health. The question you should be asking yourself is, can I continue? If I continue and we do get to better days, would it be worth it, or would I have lost myself in the process? If I continue this course now that I cannot even find time out of my 9-to-5 to do it because I'm really stressed, would it be worth it at the end of the day if I continue this course? You generally need to ask yourself questions like this, and it will give you, you know, clarity on where to go next. Another thing you can do is find hobbies and cling to them. Around the time you're taking your break, I feel like you should focus more on you and self-care and just generally doing things that make you happy, but do not demand too much from you mentally or physically or financially, you know. Things that are low effort but give you maximum satisfaction in your soul and makes your inner child happy. You can dance more often, you can sing more often, you can write more often, you know. Just find hobbies that you love. If it's drawing, if it's painting, if it's writing, find the hobbies you love and engage in them within that period. It kind of gives you a sense of purpose and a reason to want to continue, because your hobbies, especially things you enjoy doing, things that give you satisfaction, they tend to make your soul lighter and generally uplift your mood. So when you're in that state, you're better equipped to think about what actually went wrong and where you can go from there. Speaking about where you can go from there, you're meant to put whatever it is you're leaving behind on hold for as long as you need to, but not a second longer. Now, I'll say it again that I would not advise you stopping something because something's got in your way, but I would firmly advise that you take a break to go back to the drawing board and come back to it. Thing is, you need to ask yourself, okay, if I'm going to continue, what would it take? How did I get here to this point? Where can I go from here? What would it take to get me to where I want to go? When you have all of this figured out, start working towards putting it all together. So we understand that you're taking a break, but don't fall into laziness and getting comfortable with not going back to your project. If maybe you started a side gig, maybe you started a business, and because of finances, you had to take time off. No matter, you know, have it in mind that, okay, I'm taking like 6 months off to plan, or 1 year off. I'll come back at the start of 2023 to continue, and work with that mindset that, okay, this is when I'm going to get back to this, and within this time, this is what I would need to put in place first. So you're putting off the project so you can work on it and fine-tune the details, but you're not putting it off for more than you should, more than you need to. Once everything is ready and you feel that, okay, you're better equipped to go at it a second time, then you proceed to relaunch. Another thing you should bear in mind is to re-strategize. Like I said, identify what it will take to succeed. Ask yourself if you have that, and then dive back in. So if it's going to take me, finding a logistics company to partner with and, you know, saving a certain sum so I can go back into the business by the start of next year, put all that in place. So when you're launching a second time, you know, you're giving it a better shot than you did the first time. Another thing is to find a contingency plan. So if plan A does not work, you find solace in plan B. So as I said, you started a business that doesn't work out, okay, no problem, that's cool. You can, within the time that you're, you know, probably hibernating, you can maybe take a course on maybe business management, something small that would add to your knowledge, you know. And in situations where, okay, you probably do not go back to your initial project, or you even go and it still doesn't work, the good thing is you now have added knowledge you can use in any other facet of life, and that is also a plus. No knowledge is a waste, honestly. Then you also need to manage your expectations. So we understand that you're probably going to relaunch, but when you're writing down what success would mean for you, your own success criteria on this thing you're embarking on, please understand that Rome was not built in a day. So build up what success is for you. Don't just say, oh, because I spent 1 million naira starting this whole thing, I expect like 3 million in returns at the end of the first month. It does not work like that. Do not set targets or goals that are not smart. Do not set goals that are not specific. They are not measurable. They are not attainable. They are not achievable or attainable. They are not realistic or time bound. Do not set goals like that. Set goals that you can actually get to and build up from there. Success is not a one day event. Is accumulation of, you know, little wins here and there. You also have to remember to go easy on yourself. You're doing amazing. You're doing your best. And if no one has told you, your booty looks amazing. I mean, you're where you need to be and everything will work out in the end. Do not beat yourself up. Do not think that there's a stigma against, you know, not succeeding. It even happens in school, in class, when people, starts from when we're young, when you fail and the reaction that comes with failing, being last in the class, it kind of creates this stigma and low self-esteem when you don't succeed at something. But it's actually fine to not get it at the first try. So tell that to yourself. And, you know, when you go at it a second time, manage your expectations, but understand that you're doing your best. I think that's everything that needs to be said on this topic of the importance of a semicolon. So, friendly reminder that you can take a break from anything, school, work. People take gap years, you know, like, okay, I cannot continue anymore. I'll come back and continue school next year. Or I don't want to work anymore for a particular time. I'm going to resign. Or I cannot continue this side gig anymore because it's taking a lot from me. I'm going to put a hold on it. I cannot continue this relationship because it's not working for me at this point. I'm taking a break, or I'm going and I'm not coming back. I'm not doing relationships anymore. People take break. You can take break from literally anything. All right. So if you need to take a break, I would not suggest you put an end to things if you've not taken a step back to try and go into it a second time. All right. Don't give up easy. Like I said already, that's all that needs to be said on this particular episode. I tried to keep it short. I tried to keep it simple. I tried to keep it intimate. So now it's time to round up. So if you're listening to this point, thank you. I appreciate it. Please, if, like I said, I wanted this episode to be intimate and to feel like I'm talking to you in particular. So if this touches something in your soul, in that your heart, stone heart, please let me know. I would definitely appreciate the feedback. Remember that a wandering path is still a path, so take as many breaks and take as much time off as you need. I'm not just about quantity, I'm about quality. So it doesn't matter whether you finish in flying colors or you land glamorously, I don't know if that's a word to use, or you land gracefully. Yeah, the main focus for me is always the quality of the person that's coming out on the other side. It's not, let's not be a situation where, oh, you finish that course or you stay in that relationship longer than you should, and at the end of the day you're mentally unstable, is your health is a mess because of all the things you have to put yourself through and all of that. No, I'm about quality too. As you're coming out of the other side and you know that, okay, you've successfully started and landed a project or whatever it is you're choosing to embark on, make sure that the person coming out on the other side is, you know, okay to a large extent. Now, that being said, this is a friendly reminder that if we're open for collaborations and promotions, so if you would, you know, like to do that, please reach out to us on our social media platforms. We're available on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter as well. to reach out to us and we'll talk business. Don't forget to share this episode. As you're listening, take a screenshot, post it so people can see that, okay, this is what you're enjoying, and you'll come and enjoy it too. Thank you for listening, and have a lovely day.